little traveling music for Joe to go get his notes off his desk. How are you? Welcome back to the Roundtable. Shakespeare's Macbeth is considered one of the great tragedies ever written, overflowing with murder, madness, and evil spirits. So why not bring it to Saratoga? Well, they're doing just that. Saratoga Shakespeare Company is bringing Macbeth to the festival. It will run in Congress Park July 15th through the 27th. Joining to tell us more, we welcome Tim Dugan, Amy Prothrow, am I right on that?
Prothrow, close.
Prothrow, and Larry Opitz. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you very
much. Pleasure to be here, Joe.
Now, let us begin with Larry, who is the artistic director and scenic designer and a founding member of Saratoga Shakespeare. It is a delight to have you back. How are things going?
Struggle, as always. We're having a good time, though. It's a terrific season for us. We've expanded since I saw you last. We're doing four shows instead of our one show this year. We started with
That on the website.
It's amazing. We're crazy, is what it comes down to. We did a little production of Love Letters in February. We did something for Arts Fest. We're doing Macbeth, of course, as the show we've always done in the park for 2 weeks. But we're also doing, for the first time, an intern company show. We're doing a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream at Skidmore College, which is our base now.
Now, that would indicate that the answer to my previous question is that things are going well, in the sense of, you know, there's a want and a need. You're able to grow.
We are able to grow. It's always a struggle to raise the funds that we need, but we thought the best way to do that is to expand, and it keeps us busy.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, before we start talking to members of the cast here and about the group as a whole, what do you think it is about Macbeth that brings people to say, I want to see you guys do this?
Well, it's certainly one of the plays that most of our audience are most familiar with. They've studied it in high school.
That is it, isn't it?
The two plays you study in middle school or junior high school and high school are Julius Caesar and Macbeth for a simple reason. Theoretically, there's no sex. It's that simple.
Wait, what?
Oh, wow.
Wait a second.
Now,
in our version.
In our version, we have murder, mayhem, and sex.
I'm just telling you right now, we have a couch in the green room.
Well, we're excited because this is in our 15 years, this is the first time we have such extensive combat. We have 25 or so people wielding large swords that will be having battles on stage, but also in and among the audience. And we're excited about that, and we hope the audiences will be too.
But there is a universality to it of guilt and greed and ambition and all those good things that you get to bat around, right?
Absolutely. I mean, especially now, this year and the past year, and even into next year, Macbeth has been kind of the play. It's been performed everywhere. Kenneth Branagh was just in New York at the Armory. Ethan Hawke was in Lincoln Center. I know I'm in Philly right now. They're doing it at the Arden next year. It's just like kind of that time of the time of this play.
And for you, this is Tim. You play Macbeth.
I do. Yeah.
So what is that like?
Intense.
Yeah, it's a bit intense. Who am I? It's a great challenge as an actor. You know, at first it's intimidating because you're like, it's Macbeth. And then ultimately you have to just say, it's Macbeth. And you have to just kind of move forward. And it's ultimately, for me as an actor, a great gift to have a chance to kind of be with this play, this character, these words. And yes, I remember it being in 11th grade, being a kind of a poor English student. And then now to really be with this, it sometimes gets condensed as the guy who is ambition at all costs. And
right.
And what I'm finding and what's really wonderful, along with Amy and everyone else in the cast, is there are so many more layers to this. You know, sometimes he's referred to as a warrior poet. I mean,
right.
He has these speeches that go on, and the way his mind works is almost Hamlet-esque, as he, you know, an older Hamlet almost, you know. And so it's been a joy and a gift and a challenge to kind of be with those as an actor.
Amy Prothrow plays Lady Macbeth, yes. And I assume you're enjoying this ride.
I am. It's as Tim said, it's a little intense to have people assume who she is already. I get a lot of, oh, you're the evil character. Oh, she's the horrific character. And I just don't see it. I'm glad I don't see it because I don't think I could play that. So it's been an experience to try to figure out who she really is and why she does what she does, which I think stems a lot from the love of her husband and how much she cares about him and how much she strives for her family to succeed. And that's been a joy to look at and to work through.
When you think about that, of what the perception is of the character, mm-hmm. I think that's fascinating because many of us come to it with some baggage, if you will, of what we saw the last production.
The perception from previous performances. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Or a bad English teacher in high school.
Right.
That was certainly my experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's something that actors can't, I mean, you can't really play evil, so you have to figure out why does this person do what they do? And usually it comes from a place that we can all kind of identify with.
Tim mentioned this earlier. You know, this is a show that's being done widely, and good Lord, it was on Broadway twice in the last season, mm-hmm. And both, I would say, were fairly dreadful. I thought, but the Alan Cummings one man show.
He's a
wonderful, wonderful actor, but you know, that's just a little bit too much. But I have to say is that. I guess this is for Larry. You can screw it up.
Oh, easily, without question.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is today, and I think this is one of the reasons it is as popular as it is. He's the perfect anti-hero that we celebrate so often now in film and TV. But it is easy to go with the assumptions and play these people as purely evil. You know. I'm always reminded in watching House of Cards how close that is to these two characters.
Well, that Macbeth is Shakespearean, isn't it?
It is, truly. Yeah. Draws on Richard III and Macbeth and other plays. But they're not simply evil people. There are reasons. There's background. Sometimes we know the background, sometimes we don't. In this case, these wonderful actors have to fill in those blanks. Shakespeare is wonderfully ambiguous, and he gives us the room to make choices. One of the biggest questions in this play is there's reference to Lady Macbeth perhaps having a child.
Yes.
Shakespeare never tells us outright that there was a child. If there was, what happened to it? Mm. Well, we need to fill out those answers, or at least the actors do. No one else needs to know, necessarily. But the play is full of questions like that, and that's what makes it exciting.
So when you say fill out those answers, how do you do that as a company coming into it and getting ready to bring it to Congress Park?
Well, I think we work, you know, with the director. David Gerard is the director.
Yep.
And so in rehearsals, we, you know, in fact, actually pre-rehearsal, what's great about David, he has an infectious energy. And he, before we began, created this website, a dramaturgical website, with oodles and oodles and oodles of information to kind of get the conversation going. And he brought up the anti-hero thing. And basically that these are, you know, kind of good people gone bad in a way that, again, we're really fascinated with, it seems, today in our culture. And then through rehearsal, we have conversations, and then we find the choices that will... that will make us make a more exciting choice on stage, and that we are kind of, you know, because when you say, when I come in and I'm having doubts about killing Duncan, I come in and I say, I can't do this. This business is over. And then you bring out our child and what it's like, you know, so when Amy and I and David and everyone in the room have this understanding, then that informs the story. That motivates why we do what we do, instead of just saying, you know, again, back to the one or two note, I'm evil, you're evil, you know, et cetera. So
it seems that every year when you guys come in, I ask this question, but I always love the answers that you have because it's always different and always very fun. But, you know, the pleasures of pleasures, quote unquote, of working outside.
It's the ducks in Congress Park, walking across the stage.
We got good, great duck stories last year, I believe.
We've had many conversations in rehearsal about this because Macbeth is a very gloomy, dark feeling type play, but we're going to be doing it out in the bright sunlight.
Near a carousel, for God's
sake. Exactly. Yeah. So how do you bring the atmosphere of the play to the audience, which is infused by our acting and our choices with each other, and hope that they receive what we're bringing to the play?
Well, one of the things that's different this year outside is that we're doing all live music and sound.
Oh,
it's the very first time. So there's a tremendous amount of wonderful underscoring throughout the play and sound effects, but no recorded sound. And that's going to help create an atmosphere more than anything else, I think.
Not to think that I was derelict in my duty, because you mentioned this very early on in our interview, and I let it go because I wanted to get back to it. But you mentioned the affiliation now with Skidmore College. Talk a little bit about that and how it changes you as an organization.
Well, what's wonderful is we're based there. We rehearse there for 2 weeks. We used to rehearse in an un-air-conditioned space that was fairly dreadful, actually.
Yeah,
it all comes down to the air conditioning, doesn't it? Yeah.
But what's amazing, this is a difficult play. And the only way we're able to do it in a short rehearsal time is by having simultaneous rehearsals. So while Tim and Amy are rehearsing with the director in one room, we have someone rehearsing with the witches in another. We have someone leading the combat sessions in another while the set's being built in the shop. So we have our offices there. We have 25 interns from at least 6 different colleges.
Mm-hmm. Our biggest group ever.
Yeah. Some twice as large as we've ever had. Some of them who are taking it for academic credit. They're being housed at Skidmore College. It's really quite wonderful. And we hope to expand on that relationship in the future.
Well, it's a wonderful production, and it is you guys are great. I've seen your work, and it's just I can't wait to see this. It's July 15th through the 27th. Saratoga Shakespeare's production of Macbeth will run in Congress Park July 15th through the 27th. If you go to SaratogaShakespeare.org, you can find out the whole schedule of when you're there. It's SaratogaShakespeare.org. And Larry, Tim, Amy, thank you so much for being with us. Have a blast. And I know you'll have wonderful weather, cool evenings, and audiences.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll hold you to it.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.